Wonders of a Godless World, written by Andrew McGann and read by David Tredinnick. The orphan knew something was up that night, even before the foreigner arrived at the hospital. It was a warm evening, early in the storm season, and she had been feeling strangely restless all day. More notably, the old doctor had stayed on much later than his usual quitting time, sitting quietly in his office, sipping now and then from a bottle and listening to the radio. He waited in there all through dinner and past sunset, and even until lights out in the back wards, by which time the orphan and the night nurse were normally the only ones left awake in the place. The night nurse was annoyed, because most evenings he sat in the office with the radio and the bottle, but now he had to pretend to be working. The orphan wasn't happy either, because the night nurse, to look busy, was interfering with chores she knew perfectly well how to perform alone. And the inmates, in their turn, sensing the irregularity, were making all kinds of trouble for her, climbing out of bed, taking off their pajamas, wandering the halls and pissing in the corners. Dutifully, the orphan retrieved clothes and dressed bodies and mopped floors and said no more than she ever said, which was nothing at all. The inmates had plenty to say, of course, but the orphan couldn't understand them in any case. Between the late hour, the heat, and the unusual goings-on, the madness in each of them was bubbling up in their throats, jumbling their words. Her own madness was alive, too. She could feel it beneath her feet, trembling and quivering. It was as if, far below in the earth, a giant machine hummed. The vibrations buzzed against her heels, running right up between her legs, and she couldn't decide if it felt bad or if she was half on the edge of an orgasm where she stood. But something was about to happen, she was sure. And by chance, she was out the front, emptying her mop bucket in the draining ditch when the arrival took place. First, the town's police car came bumping up the track and parked in the dim pool of light outside the hospital's front porch. The orphan had to step out of the way and into the ditch to let it by. The police captain was behind the wheel, a short, sweaty man, frowning over the dashboard. His presence in itself wasn't so unusual. The captain was a frequent visitor, if not always so late. But then an old white van drove up and parked behind him, and that wasn't usual at all. And yet the orphan had seen the van before. She strained her memory. Then she had it. Yes, it was the ambulance. It came from the big hospital, down in the big town. It was used to deliver patients.